T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I'm a baseball player. I play baseball. I have a lot of faith and trust in the ownership and the the brass here with the Red Sox.
I think we blew the John Lester. We blew re-signing him in spring training.
Oh, God damn it!
We've done better, I think, with pitchers, perhaps, than we have with hitters. Not many of us probably have a 17% body fat.
So good! So good! So good!
It's the new king of all Boston media, Greg Dickerson.
I might even go 15 seconds on the pitch clock. You step out of the batter's box more than once, automatic out.
Stuffing Marmoni!
I never said Boston wasn't on my list.
Danny Ainge will trade this summer for Anthony Davis. He will be a member of the Boston Celtics.
I never said they was not on my list.
Double lock it in, triple lock it in.
I never said they was not on my list.
Hey, I'm just here so I won't get
right now.
And I would take each bat, and I'd have a bone, and I would bone this bat.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, we got Wiggy and Dickerson in studio. Christian has the day off, but Lou Maloney does not take days off. Nope.
No.
No days off. He is down in Fort Myers, and he's with us at least for this next segment. So I'm going to give you an opportunity, Lou. Not all in for you. We've already talked about this Chris Sims story. I'm a little bit suspect when I hear Chris Sims' name onto this. But he's claiming that Odell Beckham Jr. was close to being traded last offseason, and that the Patriots were the team that the Giants were talking about. And apparently, once they knew that the Patriots really liked Odell Beckham Jr., then they decided they better keep him. Does this make any sense to you?
Well, here's the thing. Did he actually say when he heard this? Is there a chance to
during
recently
the
with
season.
The news?
Yeah, that's what something we kind of grasped this out.
Through the course of the season.
There you go.
During the course of the season.
Because I was saying, with the recent news with Glazier's report, maybe he's digging and somebody said, actually, they were thinking about doing it last offseason. So maybe he just got the information. But to say he got it last year and to never break it on a radio show that you do every single day seems a little bit strange.
Yeah, that's my problem with it.
We all think it's a possibility. I hope it is.
Yeah, me
I mean,
too.
Wiggy, you get Odell Beckham. Mm-hmm. Aren't you done?
Yeah, you look at the talent that you're going to have with a player like him, and I don't want to buy into this whole diva mentality. He'll buy into the system. You get a player of his caliber, his explosiveness. I mean, he's a guy that could take a slant route, 2-yard slant route, take it 80 yards, and you makes Edelman's job even that much easier. Gronkowski, when he comes back, that much easier. And you look at the running game, you're able to do a lot of stuff, play action. They like to take some of those deep shots. Odell Beckham becomes that viable, not just deep option, but a guy that's a very good route runner and could buy into the system.
And when you look at his deal, it's like there's definitely 2 years there and a third if you want it. You could always get out after that. And I always felt like crazy lasts like 2 or 3 years, and then maybe it's an issue. I mean, so he's a diva. I mean, so tight ends and wide receivers, you're all divas anyway. What's the big deal?
I don't know about tight ends, but definitely wide receivers. We don't make enough money to be divas. But listen, as long as you can perform, no one cares. I mean, no one cared about Randy Moss, and it was just about performance. And I think Odell Beckham is like, we kind of talked about DeMarcus Cousins off air a little bit, but I think he's like one of those players. He just needs to be in a winning environment. And if you put him in a winning environment, you don't hear from those guys. I just think that's what he's the type of player in Odell Beckham. He needs just to be around this winning.
And, Lou, we talked about this before you came on. The other thing with Odell Beckham Jr. is if he is a diva, if he's a problem, he's gone.
Yeah, they'll get rid
of him.
You
get rid of him. You deal with him for a year. Maybe you deal with him for 2 years at the most.
He's only 26 years old, and they can easily find somebody a trade suited out would take Odell.
Well, wait a minute. You said that if they plug him in, then they're all set with the offense? Well, they can't be because
why?
Colin Kaepernick's agent talks about him joining the Patriots this year. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you'd have to add Kaepernick into
the
offense,
right? Well,
I think
if you add Cap, you know, he'd probably do a pretty good job of holding the clipboard.
where's the story coming from now? Where's this agent coming up with the story?
Kaepernick will never play in the league again. Never. The same way I said the same thing about...
By his choice or by the league's choice?
I think it's more so by the league's choice. And I said the same thing about Josh Gordon. He'll never play in the league again. Kaepernick... A, if there are rumors out there that he wants more money that he wants, that supposedly they're $20 million, there's no team that's going to pay him that. And now...
Why? Why wouldn't they pay him that?
Well, because the NFL is going to pay him between, what, $60 and $80
million? The whole thing is foolish. First of all, we're hearing now that the Mike Freeman story may be way off, where he got $60 to $80 million, okay?
Okay.
Now we're hearing each contribution by the league could be seven figures, not eight figures. His agent comes out, and he goes and he does an interview with CNN, right? Mm-hmm. It's the CNN interview, and he thinks he's got another job coming next week.
So he wants to play in the NFL again.
He absolutely wants to play. He wants to compete at the highest level. I will tell you, besides the Panthers, it would not surprise me if Bob Kraft makes a move. That would not surprise me. And it would not surprise me if his former coach, I'll test your knowledge, also makes a move.
I don't know that one off the top of my head, and I got to wrap it from here. Thank you, Mark Garagos.
See, I hate it when they adhere to the clock. See, clock, I told you.
Are you kidding me?
You're doing TV. He's sitting there ready to give you the second team, and you're sitting there.
I don't know that one off the top of my head, and I got to wrap it from here. Well, thank you, Mark Garagos.
As opposed to saying, why do you think Bob Kraft would want to bring in your client?
Wait, who is his former coach? Seriously, Harbaugh's at Michigan, right? Like, who?
Yeah.
Was there another one in there for a year?
No, she never followed it up because is it a previous coach from Kraft? Are we talking about Bill Belichick? We never get the answer.
No, but he said his former coach. So it
who's
was
former coach?
Kaepernick's. When that interview, he goes, and his former coach could be another.
Did he only have Harbaugh in San Francisco? Was he the only one? I can't remember. We got to go to break.
What about the guy that lived out of his car?
I'm gonna go to
Jim Thompson.
Jim Thompson, yeah. Huh. The whole thing is: does anybody really believe there is any chance that Colin Kaepernick is a backup quarterback for the New England Patriots?
No.
This is the most foolish story out there. And I think what people are doing...
But it, you know what? It sells newspapers. Right. It gets people to talk.
So you know what they're doing? They're taking the fact that Bob Kraft went out of his way to try to correct an injustice for Meek Mill, who performed, by the way, yesterday for the All-Star.
Bob Kraft still wearing his chain. Still wearing that chain.
Bob got him a job at the NBA All-Star game.
Colin, get Bob a chain. Maybe you will be a backup quarterback with a Patriots.
So they're didn't mean that in a sexual way.
They're taking that relationship, okay, and they're putting it on Colin Kaepernick. Does Belichick not have some say, Wiggy, in how the roster is formulated? Wouldn't you say he's got some say?
Yeah, he's got.
So how would Kaepernick make any sense right now to what they're doing? He's not their future quarterback. That's the guy you're going to have as your third string quarterback. You want Hoyer around, because I just read that Hoyer might have been the difference of winning in the Super Bowl, losing the Super Bowl.
But
right?
I've already said this. No team is going to touch Kaepernick.
I'm with you.
No team. If they really wanted to Cap to be playing, and I don't want to hear this stuff where, oh, he doesn't want to play.
He doesn't want to play.
I'm not buying that.
Why?
What makes you say he doesn't want to play? When has he ever come out and said,
Colin Kaepernick himself, I really want to play. I'll do anything it takes to play.
I haven't said I wanted to play either, but guess what? I want to play.
Well, nobody wants you to play. Nobody wants you, Wiggy.
It's the same with Kaepernick.
I'd rather have Kaepernick than you.
Hey, Wiggy, if he wanted to play, wouldn't you see him in the CFL, the AAF, or the XFL, or any other stupid league?
Why?
Listen, Johnny Manziel did it.
Because Kaepernick's a better player than Johnny Manziel.
He thinks he's a better player.
He is a better player. You're telling me Kaepernick's not better than some of these?
He hasn't played in 3 years. I got no idea what kind of player he is.
Some of these backup quarterback Scribinis they have, or some of these guys playing. I'm not saying Kaepernick's a great quarterback, but what I'm saying is if there was a team that wanted to him to play. Why does nobody ever bring him in for a workout? You never hear about Kaepernick.
Why doesn't he push for a workout?
But
when did he ever push for a workout?
Let me tell you something, Greg. Players don't push for workouts. I'm willing to bet you his agent is pushing for a workout. I don't call up the team and go, hey, Bill, can you bring me in for a workout? Hey, Halbert, can you bring me in for a workout? The agent does that. And if a team really wanted to, and they had issues. You think about all these quarterbacks that had gotten hurt. We saw, who was the kid?
Where?
John Joseph. What was the quarterback that came in?
Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson. Who did he come in to play for?
Washington,
right?
Who was that?
So if you're telling me that there are guys getting hurt, they would bring in Kaepernick for a workout. So we would hear, somebody would report that in the news saying, hey, Kaepernick was in Washington on a Tuesday doing a workout. He was here doing a workout. We never heard that.
Former coach, by the way, Jim Tomasulo, he is now an assistant at Washington.
Okay.
There's another guy.
The Redskins. Not living in a
Redskins.
Car anymore.
Right, but the Redskins, they...
Was he there last year?
Get that son of a bitch off the field.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, so you're telling me that Josh Johnson was a better quarterback who had him... When was the last time Josh Johnson was in the league? Is a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick?
No, I don't know what Mark Sanchez is.
But I mean, to your point, because you haven't seen Kaepernick in forever. When was the last time Josh Johnson was in the league?
Josh Johnson is someone you don't have to worry about. If I bring in Josh Johnson, he's not going to be a pain in the ass to my organization.
That's the point that I'm saying is that the owners do not want to touch Kaepernick.
Then that's up to Colin Kaepernick.
It's not about Kaepernick wanting to play. They don't want to touch him.
But then make them want to touch you. Make them want you to come onto your team. If you're Colin Kaepernick, then you know what?
How you get yourself
out there. You go on Oprah. You go on CNN with a woman who doesn't know who the former coach of Colin Kaepernick was.
She's got to go to break.
Right.
But you go on and sell yourself to these teams.
But he doesn't do that.
But he shouldn't have. How many players do you see out there selling themselves to teams?
They're not Colin Kaepernick.
But it doesn't matter, though. If a player wants to play, the agent, I'm going to bet you his agent is selling him to those teams. These teams do not. Kaepernick is too much of an issue for the bottom line of organization.
So here it is, though. He's good enough to play in the National Football League as probably a backup quarterback.
Maybe like, you know, a couple games he stops because he's not a concern.
Because of that, the owners are not going to take it. It's too much of a distraction. There's too much stuff involved. There's baggage there. If he were a great player, if he were the talent of Aaron Rodgers, somebody like that, Tom Brady, he's playing.
If he's willing to say, hey, listen, you know what? I'll take a backup. I'll try and rebuild my career. I won't be a problem. I'll be a backup quarterback. Maybe I can start someday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't want him as a backup.
Backup's
too much. It's not working.
No, but he doesn't want to be a backup either. He thinks that he's an all-pro starter.
Are we going to take a break?
He's not getting the opportunity.
No more. All right.
It's like CNN. You got to stop it. What's on tap for tonight here, Lou?
I got a little, what do we got? Spring training live from 6 to 6:30 with and then just NBC Sports Boston. And they're all night long hanging out.
Do they still do it the poolside? Remember when you and Tangway used to do it down there,
on the beach, Lou?
I hear they're
cheaping out now. Is that true?
Well, right here at the field. We're lucky to get a freaking player down here, for God's sake.
You got your baseball writer down there, right, Lou? Is that the NBC Sports still have a baseball guy?
Yeah, Trini's writing.
Okay. Lou, when are we going to see? Forget about
it.
Listen, no one cares about Mookie Betts. No one cares about Chris Sale. We don't care about that. We don't care who's going to close. When are we going to see Christian take BP?
Well, I'm hoping we can work on that Wednesday, Thursday. One of these 2 days. Friday, maybe we'll see.
I want to see him take real BP. Not like one of these coaches serving up meatballs that anybody can hit. I want to see against a kid.
That's what batting practice is. They're meatballs.
You want to see live BP.
Yes.
Kid throwing.
Yeah, I want to see a kid put some gas. You know, maybe throwing, you know, maybe having that backdoor slider fall off the table. I want to see Christian in there against live BP, not some coach.
All right, Lou's going to be with us tomorrow during the show. Why don't you go interview Alex Cora? Better yet, why don't you let Trini use all your questions for Alex Cora?
That's what we'll probably end up doing.
There you go. That'll be on tonight at NBC Sports.
All right, boys.
All right, Lou. Talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is a domino of the Gronkowski decision. There's only one Rob Gronkowski. You don't just replace a guy like that, a guy that can be have that type of receiving production and still be a blocker. If Rob decides to retire, this offense is going to change dramatically, and maybe they load up on more receiving threats.
Oh, our man Bruschi. So, Wiggy, do you think Gronk is retiring?
I don't think he's retiring, and I heard you, Christian and Lou, talking about Gonzalez and Gronkowski.
Yep.
I played in the same era with Gonzalez. He was a good one, but Gronkowski, man, whole different player. Gronkowski was...
Oh, I would agree, but when you're talking about Hall of Fame, they're going to take the 19 years of Gonzalez versus the 9 years of Gronk or whatever. So if he does it for another 2 or 3 years, then, yeah, he's probably a first ballot. Who cares, by the way, that first ballot stuff?
No, I don't think anybody cares.
He's in. But he's going to get in.
I would say Gronkowski's the greatest tight end ever played the game. Because the thing that Gronkowski did, unlike Christian Fourier did, because Christian didn't do much when he played. No, I'm just playing. Hey, Christian was
Stay with that. Did you have that?
You got that
recorded?
Christian was a good player. You know, I was in Carolina. He didn't block much.
He's not the one who runs the show.
You're not getting on the show other than filling in. Work on the morning show. That's where you want to work. You have a chance on the morning show. Work on that.
Listen, morning is where I want to go. I don't want to be in the afternoon.
Hey, Christian, I love you.
No, I don't want to be in the afternoon because I got kids that are in sports.
You wake up at 10 o'clock.
You're one of those appearances in the afternoon. In the morning,
6 to 10, my son goes to Central Catholic, which is a very dominant school in high school sports. I don't want to.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, I want to be there. Yeah, but
my kids are better than your kids. Go ahead.
My kids are
part of the week. Sorry, Tom.
But the thing about Rob Gronkowski, I kind of liken him to, like, he's like the Shaquille O'Neal of football. Just like this physically imposing player that redefined the position, and that's what Gronkowski he is and was at a player. When you look at Rob Gronkowski, just like Teddy said, this offense is completely different without him as a player. I still think this guy has gas in the tank, like where he can still do the things that we've seen him do in the past. I really believe that.
So the fact that he's still down at Gillette doing stuff, does that mean anything to you?
That means that he's down there getting some treatment. He's doing some workouts. That's a good little positive note. I could see them going to Gronk and going, hey, listen, here's what we're going to do, Rob. We're going to rip up the deal. We're going to give you an extension, a two-year deal. We'll give you some money up front, sign a bonus so you can get some money so it won't be incentive
laid. You can have some spending money.
No,
you got that girlfriend.
Well, it won't be such an incentive-based deal because, you know, incentive-based deal, you got to, you know, in order to do that, you got to be getting those balls.
I don't buy any of this right now.
You don't think so?
No, because I think they're going to look at his number next year, and I agree
12 million.
Yeah, and I agree with what you just said about Gronk. I think skill set, all of the things he can do, there's nobody like him, okay? He's very, very unique. And the only issue that I would say is I would take Gonzalez Hall of Fame over Gronk just because of the duration of their career.
Well, yeah.
So you've got to take that into consideration. Gronk's the more dominant player.
Yes. Okay? For the 9 years.
But if you play long enough and you're a talented player, I take nothing away from Gonzalez. Right, you play long enough, you'll get the... Look at Eli Manning.
Right.
He's going to have Hall of Fame numbers when he's done playing.
The two Super Bowls are going to bail his ass out.
But he's going to be up there numbers-wise, passing yardage and those things, just because he's played a lot. Same with Phillip Rivers. But the thing about Gronkowski, what I'm saying is they give him an extension where they basically wipe out that salary cap.
That means the number will go down for this year.
Yes.
Okay? So you may be right there. I think they have to pay him $9.5 million
this
year.
That's what they
do. He's a $12.5 million cap hit.
But if you give him a 2 year, say $30 million deal, and we say, hey, we're going to give you $15 million up front.
They might do that.
throw in that number. I will give you $15 million up front. Now we your cap numbers comes down, and basically it's next year and the year after.
See, I think they would have to do that because I truly believe that even though some people do not think he's a great actor, okay, I do think there's a place for him in that whole entertainment world, and I think he could flourish.
No, doing what though? He becomes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
I don't think. Listen, he becomes.
He's a little bit goofy.
Yeah,
he's a little bit different.
He's like Olga from Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh.
That's the type of character he becomes.
Is that your name, Babcock?
But that's who he becomes. He's like, don't give me. He's not the Rock.
He can make $5 million doing something like that.
Just $5 million.
Why can't he do countless commercials? He doesn't have to do Oscar-winning movies.
He doesn't have to do Hamilton
on Broadway.
So he's gonna make. Let's call the number. $3 to $5 million when he can play for two more years at $10 million.
I don't think he can play.
That money will still be there.
I don't think he can play for the next couple of years at $9 million with the Patriots unless we're talking again incentive-laden contract. Because you still have to talk about his physical durability. Is he going to be able to show up every Sunday?
And here's the other thing too with Rob Gronkowski. We'll throw out a number. We'll say $6 million. Would you rather beat the hell out of your body for $6 million or make $3 million not beating the hell out of
him. But he's not going to make $3 million. He's not making $5 million the next couple of years in acting. It's not happening.
Crazy.
It's
crazy over here,
it's not
baby.
Just acting.
It doesn't matter.
As entertainer? I think he can do that.
No, he won't.
You can't.
Kardashian makes $20 million just to show up at parties.
Not when their first.
Should have been your calling. You would have been great at it.
Listen, not their first come out of the gate. When you look at Rob, he probably can make a couple hundred thousand as an
actor. Doing some of this.
He's probably making he's no different than Ronda Rousey. She's probably making a couple hundred grand. You think
at the WWE?
And no, you think she's making millions?
You just said that
he doesn't want to beat his body up. He's not gonna go wrestle.
Okay, but you're saying I'm talking about
Ronda Rousey in movies. That's where we know Gronk wants to go. Gronk is not wrestling. If he's not playing football, why is he going to go beat himself up wrestling?
I didn't say he was going to do wrestling. Huh?
It's all fake. Didn't you know that?
Guess what? When you get
hurt doing
it. Yeah, when you get dropped off somebody's shoulder and on your head, that's not funny.
Why don't you try it with Greg so we can see?
Yeah, let's see.
Let me see this.
You can do a lot of things, Wiggy. I mean, you look at all these celebrity endorse. You look at these Instagram endorsers.
I'm telling you,
who
make money
millions of dollars pressing, getting people to press the like button on their site.
He's likable.
I'm not saying he's not likable, but when you think of
goofy likable,
but he's not. You're comparing him to Kardashians. You know how big. You know how.
Sorry, Gronk. Is that an insult?
Get all the chicks wet.
Listen. Go look at Kim Kardashian or Kylie Jenner or one of them. Go look at their Instagram page and see how many followers they got. We know Rob Gronkowski, but nationally, I don't think he's that big.
He's not as big as he is here.
I think he could be bigger.
If he walked down the street in Houston, Texas, everybody would know who he was.
I think people would know him based on his size, but everybody wouldn't be like, he wouldn't be like, you're comparing him. If Kylie Jenner walked down a Houston street, she would get absolutely mobbed.
But Wiggy,
all I'm saying is,
I agree. There's a Jenner Kardashian level,
he's like,
and then there's a Gronk level. That Gronk level is still going to make a million. I watched Saturday Night Live replays of them having him as a character.
Right, but it's not going to make him millions initially. If he goes into acting, he's probably making a couple hundred thousand.
He doesn't, but you just keep bringing up.
Oh, you're crazy.
Why do you just keep bringing up the acting?
I'm talking about endorsing as well.
Yeah, he could do both of that stuff. I think he can make some. Now, can he make $9 million, $10 million, $12 million a year? No.
He could probably make a couple hundred thousand.
No. You're crazy.
Welcome to the park.
I tell you what, you can make
trees.
A couple hundred thousand morning drive. Right?
Glenn, what do you think?
I'm working on it.
Not at this station, you can.
That's all right. You start here and then.
Munch just got a 10-year contract. Think of that. You had a 10-year contract?
Yeah, 10 years is pretty good.
Are you willing to take the same money Mutt took?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's
Mario
a problem.
That's an issue.
They promised the Mutt a horse.
Well, it's
not a race horse. It's to me.
Listen, Mutt's
a big old fat lady.
You don't have to give him much. Believe me. I saw him. We took him to a shake spot in Atlanta. You didn't have to give him much.
The flavors are excellent.
he's like a kid in a candy store, you know?
But I think he can make a lot more money. I think you're underselling Gronk's ability to leverage this now into a totally different business, still entertainment business. And the question is, does he want to beat up his body anymore? Because I don't believe, you know, Christian thinks they're going to pick up, the Patriots are going to pick up that final year of his contract. I'm not sure they're going to do that. That money seems to be far too much right now.
Can I throw out a name that, that I think would be similar to Rob Gronkowski?
Ooh, okay,
look at Shaq. Look at the. No, you laugh.
Greg,
how much money?
You sound stupid right now.
Why?
Bro. Shaq.
Why?
You're putting Gronk and Shaq in
how
the same category.
How much money do you think Shaq makes as being Shaq right now?
Putting down a white guy. That's what you're doing. Putting down a white guy now. That's what you're doing.
Listen.
That's what you're doing.
Listen, Shaq.
Shaq's a bigger attraction.
He's a bigger attraction, but if Shaq can make 20, throw out a number. If Shaq makes 20, why can't Gronk make
8? Yeah, I think Gronk can do action movies. I think he can do those action movies.
I'm not saying he can't be a Ronda Rousey, a Stone Cold Steve Austin, one of these, you know, wrestlers or whatever, acting in movies, right?
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he's not going to be him. He's a better actor.
He's not even going to be John Cena because those guys, not only are they...
Well, John Cena's that's a great example, though.
Who knew John Cena was going to be John Cena? John Cena's acting in all these movies.
But John Cena, you know, in wrestling, it's more of...
No, Gronk is a bigger name than John Cena. Out of the gate?
No.
I can't answer that.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, Gronk, I love Gronk, but he's going to be...
I think you hate him.
He's going to be a lower level actor, and it's going to have to take him time to... He's going to be...
Start with porn, like the Kardashians.
He's going to be like Expendables 15, you know? Here he is.
Expendables
Yeah, that's what
15.
He's going to be.
He's going to wait for like 12 more.
His name is going to probably like Billy... Hey, Billy Goat. Why don't you get the big chopper there and go kill all these people? Okay.
Agent! Hey, you got a little ability there, Wiggy. Don't sell yourself short there.
Listen,
you can make a couple hundred grand acting.
All I'm saying, yes, I'm a very talented
actor.
I
can tell.
All I'm saying is this. For the next 2 years, he could make more money playing football.
Yes, I agree with
and
that.
And that's why I think he'll go. The acting will still be there. It will still be there in 2 years.
Yeah, but does he want to do this with his body? His body got beaten up. The back keeps on breaking down. It broke down again this year. We saw later on in the season, he was a lot better once that back started
recovering. And he had the Achilles injury, and that's a big problem.
So does he continually want to do this? I wouldn't be surprised if he walked away.
But if you add an Odell Beckham, now guess what? He doesn't have to do it as much. He can now do it in spurts. And then you look at the team, the running game. Now you might be asking him to still be Gronk, but hey, guess what? We don't need you to carry us. We need you to make a few big plays.
Did they ask him to carry him last year? They didn't ask him to carry him last year. He still got banged up.
But we're saying as far as like who he is as a player, he now becomes... Oh, they gotta watch out for Odell. They still got Julian Edelman. They run the football. I'm saying that his role it becomes where he's still Gronkowski and he could still do those things, but he's not asked to do a ton of those things. And maybe he's healthy now. Who knows? Maybe it was the Achilles in the back.
Maybe.
And he's healthy.
Maybe. 200,000, that's all he's going to make next year doing all.
Gold bond medicated powder. That's at least a $500,000.
Shaq does that. Shaq's got that account. He's got to steal that account from Shaq. But he does Nickelodeon stuff right now. I guarantee he's making more than 200 grand.
He's not making much. He's not making much. All right, so he's making $2-3 million.
$200,000 at $3 million.
I don't know. I'm not his agent.
This guy's on the line. They want this guy as an account morning show host.
I'm not his agent, but I know he's not going to make nearly what he could make for the next.
We got one more segment, then we're throwing these two lugs out of here.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
They let a-holes on air like Francesca, like
Mark James.
Mark James.
Don't point. Don't point at me when you say a-hole.
No, no, no. I'm just.
He's been under here for 10 minutes. He's already called Mark James an a-hole.
I like. They let guys like Mutt and Reamer on the air that have absolutely no. I'm starting to learn this thing, right? As I'm being more that I'm on the air.
I like this tech mode.
I'm starting to learn this the more and more that I'm on WEI. Everybody, especially Mutt and Reamer, say, "Oh, Wiggy can only talk about this. Morons can't talk about nothing."
Morons, a-holes, I love it. It was terrific.
It's true.
So I'm looking at the schedule for the rest of the week. You're on this week in the morning shift?
Actually, tomorrow I'm on with Dale and Keith.
Okay.
And then I didn't want to say anything, Glenn, in front of Wiggy. I was going to mention it to you. Right. After the fact.
What a moron.
I am doing the morning show. I'm doing Mutt and Callahan.
What day is that?
Thursday and Friday.
What's your schedule looking like this week, Wiggy?
I'm open. I got some.
No. Not that wasn't open.
I'm not open anymore.
I'm asking.
Thursday and Friday.
He's booked. I'm asking what your schedule is on EEI for the rest of the week.
This is it.
What do you mean this is it?
This is it. Today and
they haven't called you for any other shows?
Why did you turn them down? I didn't turn them down. I didn't say no to nobody.
Why are they keeping you down?
Hey, listen.
Why do they keep having me here?
Not you. I don't get that.
Listen, we've already come to realize, I think, you know, Glenn has said this, and I think I heard this before, is that maybe the people that are running EEI might not be too bright.
Recording now. Recording live.
Every time I'm on in the morning, I would take callers. I always hear, what are they doing over there? They're asking me. I'm like, I don't know. I go in.
Morons and a-holes, right?
That's it. Listen, it's very simple.
It's simple, all right.
And Wiggy, Glenn can attest to this. I've been working at this station for 22 years. Morons and a-holes for 22 years.
I mean,
Nothing's changed.
I wouldn't say a-holes because,
just different shirts and jackets.
Exactly. They've been nice guys so far, but, you know. Listen.
Nice guys would have had you in on Tuesday.
No.
Wednesday,
no,
Thursday,
no, no,
Friday.
No, no, no. Nice
Dickerson
guys.
Sitting in here for a couple days this week. What has he got over you?
What would you like to offer over you?
Listen,
you've already expressed what you think about Reamer and Mutt.
Nice guys.
What do you think about Dickerson?
But listen,
you not be like Robot Dickerson?
I got to be careful what I say to Dickerson. Because I know he's dealing with some issues. I don't want to say the wrong thing and he walks out of the studio.
Aren't we all dealing with this shit?
All I know is, listen, when Wiggy's on in the morning, the ratings, they skyrocket.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You checked that?
I did check that.
Really?
You vibrator?
Just got to get Wiggy on more often.
Come on, moron!
Who's running the a-holes?
You know what, Wiggy? I'm going to call up Chris Curtis after we get off the air. I'm going to tell him I can't do Thursday and Friday now.
But you don't have to tell him because they already say you're like the weather. You bill out in a drop of a dime. I gotta check my schedule first.
We gotta end this thing.
If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. Plus, they don't pay me nothing.
What's that?
They don't pay me. I pay.
Oh, you
want
to? You pay them?
I'm paying them for airtime,
and they still don't put you on.
Yeah.
Really?
You know what?
Really?
That's it.
Wait, now I know you're lying. Now I know you're lying.
I'm not coming on EEI.
Come on,
no
come
more,
on, morons no and a holes. Get Wiggy on more often. For grind out loud.
Pay him a couple of bucks.
Who's on next? Do we know who's on next?
Dan Cilio is waiting.
Who? Dan Cilio.
Who is Dan Cilio?
He's a guy in San Diego.
I'm sure he won't say anything
from San Diego.
He's
who
the guy
says
that gets,
anything inappropriate.
Wiggy, putting people on from San Diego before
who's
you.
Who's running this WWE?
Morons and a-holes. That's it. All right, boys. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Come on, morons. Get it going.
Hold on. Christian's here tomorrow. Lou's here tomorrow. I'm here tomorrow. All sponsored by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
And I bring in big bucks in advertising, too.
Ooh, big bucks in advertising.
A lot of stuff.
Not like Gronk, though. We're out of here, Ryan.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.